Welcome to the Mums Cooking Matter podcast, where we explore the multifaceted experiences of women and mothers and why it's vital to truly look after ourselves. As mothers, we are doing one of the most important and challenging jobs, raising the next generation. I'm your host, Lucy. I'm the birth recovery coach, coach for mums, perinatal specialist personal trainer, yoga teacher, and matrescence coach, working with women to make sense of their motherhood experience. It is my desire to help mums like you step into your power and rise as the change makers that we are. Just because society doesn't acknowledge the value of what mothers do, it doesn't mean we can't value ourselves. In my spare time, I love hanging out with my beautiful daughter, reading and writing poetry, long walks in nature, and a good soul-nourishing dance. Taking up space, physically and emotionally. Taking up space, owning your place on this planet as the unique and beautiful and gorgeous being that you are with all that you have to offer. And I don't want that to sound like a pressure, but I just believe we are all meant to be here. And sometimes we can play small. I have been in this place myself, and I have worked with and witnessed many, many women who feel similar or who show similar, that they don't feel like they are worthy of being heard or, as I say, taking up space. When I talk about taking up space, physically, I mean, say in a yoga class, allowing yourself to take up the room on your mat fully and either side of your mat, obviously, if you have space either side. And emotionally, I mean, just trying to not be shy of who you are and not allowing others to dull your flame, really, to piss on your parade, you could say. And what comes to mind when I talk about taking up space is probably a few years ago now, I remember saying to people in Shavasana, taking your arms wide and your feet wide and really taking up space. Shavasana is a position laying on your back. And traditionally, I believe, doesn't matter whether it's traditional or not, but it is with your arms wide, your palms facing up and your feet wide as well. You're really taking up space. And Shavasana actually means corpse pose, but that's kind of irrelevant. But taking up space, not scrimping on the space that you have either side of you, because sometimes people do this, and obviously there's no judgment or pressure to be different if you don't feel comfortable, but often people will look slightly tense and kind of keep their hands close to their sides, and shoulders are even slightly raised. But when I invite people to take up more space, it's so lovely witnessing their arms go wider, their shoulders drop, their feet go wider, their feet drop to the sides, meaning that their thighs and their hips relax. And it's just divine seeing people to go, oh, this is my space right now to relax in Shavasana, but also to own that space on the earth. You know, you deserve to relax. You deserve to be you. So this comes into owning who you are, I guess. And I have had a journey learning my worth and owning who I am, and I'm 40. And people might learn this, or we're always learning this, I suppose, and it can be impacted by different toxic people or experiences that knock us. But owning who we are can be so powerful. I want to ask you, do you self-silence? Do you self-silence? And I don't know how it sounds to hear that, self-silence, but essentially, do you bite your tongue? Do you keep yourself to yourself because you are fear of judgment or, being seen and heard, really? I invite you to, where you feel safe to do this, to raise your, not your voice, doesn't mean to shout, but to speak up, to share what you feel. at any opportunity where you feel like it's worth it, because of course with some people it's just not worth it. We realize there's no point saying something because they might talk over you, or they might gaslight you, or they might bat it down, or you might just end up losing half a day because they want to talk for hours and not really listen, which I understand. And I relate. Sometimes we can be angry. Of course, it's a natural human emotion. And I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with the anger that comes up as a woman and a mother. And I was listening to Of Woman Born by Adrienne Rich recently, and it's a brilliant book. And I think I heard this quote also in Lucy Jones's book called Matrescence. But the quote is, "Female anger threatens the institution of motherhood," by Adrienne Rich. "Female anger threatens the institution of motherhood." If you feel uncomfortable expressing what you may wish to express because it is slightly emotionally loaded, it doesn't mean it's not valid. Your feelings are valid. And there is so much anger and sadness to be felt around how mothers, and yes, parents in general, but particularly mothers, are treated and not respected enough, not revered enough. And so if you feel like you don't want to speak because you don't know where the anger will lead to, I hear you. I really do. But perhaps it could be helpful to speak to someone that you trust, someone that you know won't judge you. And so that you are gradually beginning to take up more space, sharing your opinions, knowing that that is valid. Because you may have been shut down, you may have not been listened to, whether it's recently or years ago and the body holds memories. But I'm sharing this episode because I have been there myself, and I have witnessed so many women playing small. And it doesn't mean that you need to be there, you know, on the top of a hill with a torch blazing with fire. Come on, let's go, you know, and take over the world or whatever. But it can just really help to speak more about the causes that are close to your heart, the things that make a difference. Being more assertive is not bullish. I think sometimes we can feel like we are the opposite of a people pleaser and that we're going to offend people when we speak up with our opinions. And speaking up with our opinions is one thing, but to feel, in my experience, to feel really rooted and sure of yourself in a non-arrogant way and speak your opinions is really powerful. So I can share something that I feel and I know, and someone else might not agree, and that's okay, but it doesn't mean that my experience isn't valid. So yeah, just to say that again, being more assertive isn't bullish, because I think when I began to feel more assertive and to speak up more and to just know that my voice was worthy of being heard and my teaching methods were working and helpful for people and my quirky little touches were really helpful for people too, I think I felt like, oh, did I talk too much? Or, oh, you know, we can feel like that. And I think that comes from previous generations as well as sort of our childhood or what we've witnessed. So please know that it's not entirely you. This is stuff that potentially is in your tissues, your body's tissues. On that note, girls, young girls, if they're assertive, they can come across as bossy. But with boys, it's pretty much a whole different story, right? And I haven't got the study in particular, but I heard this and was not surprised, but just fucked off basically, to know that when in workplaces, when men express anger, it is more accepted than women expressing anger. What? It's just such horseshit. People are so uncomfortable with women expressing anger, and it's, yeah. And yeah, I feel like it's almost multi-pronged here, but I just want to invite you to think the anger is healthy, it needs to be expressed, it's helpful to be expressed, and it tells us so much. Coming back to physically taking up space, if you have used public transport a lot, or perhaps if you've been in meetings where the room is a bit squished, you're all around the table and you don't have space to spread yourself out much, you could be used to keeping within a really small space, say on a tube or a bus or a train, it doesn't have to be a tube train, where you are cross-legged, maybe, I was going to say arms crossed, but maybe not. But yeah, you know, keeping yourself to yourself. So it can take a while, if you've done that for a few years, to acknowledge that you can go outside of the parameters. You can take things a little bit either side of you, you know, whether that's your limbs or your belongings. And it might sound simple and silly and subtle, but these subtle things can make a big difference. They really can. So this episode is really to hopefully encourage you to be more comfortable in your own skin. I love getting older. I don't know about you, but getting older in general as a man or a woman, but particularly as a woman, can be seen as a bad thing. You know, the wrinkles, the kind of the falling off the, I don't know what you call it, like social wagon. No, that's not it. It's kind of like, you know, when people are sort of dismissed from their jobs on TV because they're seen to be getting old, and it's like, what? They're so wise and they're so beautiful still. So just like, it's crazy. I haven't put that very succinctly, but it doesn't matter. I think you get my gist. But yeah, I love getting older because I feel like I get so much more comfortable in my skin. So with age comes wisdom. And I love what Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye said. It's a privilege to get older. It really is. What a beautiful way of seeing it. If voices come into your head where you feel like someone is saying to you, you're too much, you're talking too long, you're rambling, you're too loud, all right, quieting down, that kind of thing, I would just beg to fucking differ. You are not too much. You deserve to be seen. You deserve to be heard. And I'd love you to feel that in isolation. You know, you might be by yourself and you're able to know your worth in isolation. But when we are challenged, when we are, say, not face to face, but, you know, in the presence of someone who wants to keep us small or who wants to overpower us with their opinions, I think this is where it comes into its own, this theme of owning who you are. Because of what I've been through, I won't let people fuck me around. I know my boundaries. I know my worth. And it doesn't mean I'm up for a fight. Of course not. But it just means that I'm not going to let someone push me back down. And I wish that on anyone. Because it matters. Because we don't deserve to recoil. We don't deserve to be pushed away by bigger figures who think they're better than us. I don't think anyone is better than anyone. Of course, there are people who can share amazing things and they're incredibly wise and we can learn from them. But as my teacher, Amy Taylor Cabaz, says, the age of the guru is over. I like to feel that we are all on a level. We're all in a circle. We are all at the same standard. Some of us have different wisdom about different things, but we all have something to offer. So please don't doubt yourself and you. And I wonder, do you feel like you apologize a little bit more than you need to? And who says that you need to? Because again, another common thing is apologizing too much. We can so often apologize for our kids, you know, when they're little and they sort of run in someone's way, so to speak. We can say sorry. I just love it when that happens to me and I say, there's no need to apologize. And I invite a mum to say, and I think I said it to a mum on the school run recently. She said, sorry. And I said, please know I'm a mum as well. And there's no need to apologise. And you could tell she really took it like so beautifully. It was a really lovely exchange. When people say, you've changed, I don't know how they say it, the tone that they say it. Yes, I have. I have changed. you might say. You might say, thank you for noticing. You've changed. Yes, I'm going to have changed with the things I've been through. Personally, I'm talking about me, Lucy, now, but also anyone. You've changed. Yes, things change us. We do change. And it's no bad thing. Yes, I have. Thank you for noticing. I feel great. And here is a poem I would love to share with you. Because poetry means a lot to me. I write poetry, I read it a lot, and I've chosen specific poems for each episode, so I hope you enjoy them. This is a poem by Nikita Gill, and it's called You Are Everything. Remember that everything that men use is named for a woman. Every car, every plane, every ship, every bomb, every weapon, we refer to them as her and she. Because deep down they know that without she and her, our very existence is limited. Without she and her, the human race cannot survive. So wear your existence with the command, with the dominance it was born into, and never allow the world to convince you that you are anything less than the life giver that you are. You are power. You are everything. You are the architect of your own beautiful wild chaos, your own destiny, woman. And no one can ever take that from you unless you let them. Thank you for listening to the Mums F***ing Matter podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at The Birth Recovery Coach on social media or contact me via my website. The link is in the show notes. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about my coaching offering, hop onto my website and book a free discovery call. Sending you love and peaceful wishes. Until next time, look after you.